Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I hate my laugh. I hate that. That was a good promo there. That was a good clip until I started laughing.
Stop.
I had like that
Stop,
stupid.
It was hilarious.
I had that stupid fake radio laugh. Like, ho, 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 ho. Come on.
It wasn't fake. You were funny. You were funny. But hey, aren't we giving away Toto tickets at some point?
We certainly are. Before the end of the show, again, when you hear either Toto, Christopher Cross, or the Romantics, you'll be the fifth caller. And you will win a pair of tickets to see all three of those bands at the Mystic Lake Amphitheater next August 26th. I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful summer night out at that brand new Mystic Lake Amphitheater. So, yeah, we had Roger from Minneapolis win yesterday. And so we'll have another winner today.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Here's Quick Takes.
A Richfield man is accused of throwing water balloons at nearly half a dozen women over the past few months. 14 charges were filed in Hennepin County on a Monday. All of the victims of the attacks are females, showing a clear bias against women, which is part of the charges against this individual. What's your reaction is, and you agree with me, I mean, we're kind of getting woke. Like, why can't a guy throw
woke
water balloons at a woman these days? I mean, what's the matter?
Oh, my God. David, no, no, David. Do you want somebody throwing water balloons at you while you walk to work? No. What is wrong? Does this person not have a job? People have too much free time.
Are they filming this? Was like this a prank or something? Or what was the point? Like trying to get them to have a wet T-shirt? Is that? Yes, my mind went there.
Just having
but I'm
fun.
To,
water balloons are fun. What's the matter?
People are so dumb.
Weird.
They're not
just
fun.
And weird.
And stop it.
And
yeah, just super weird. Just super weird.
But like, so if one of his victims would have been a man, like, so there were like, there's extra charges or enhanced charges because all the victims were women.
Apparently part of the case. I guess I don't know how the charges work. Were that he was clearly profiling people. So it was not
all right.
Indiscriminate. It was clearly aimed at women.
Okay.
Well, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not okay. Stop doing that. That's assault. Stop it now. Stop it.
Some people are saying stop it to J.J. McCarthy after he, on a naked bootleg, waltzed in the end zone while dancing, while doing the gritty, before he crossed the goal line. This is a controversial move in the NFL where players are allowed to celebrate and have fun. We're no longer the no fun league, but to celebrate before the play is over, before the touchdown is scored. Now, nobody was in within 15 yards of him. Some say, good for you. Have some fun, young man, young quarterback for the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Others criticizing his move, especially considering the poor year he's had. What do you guys think? Is it okay to celebrate in that way?
His coach wasn't happy with it.
Nope.
It's so no, I like people celebrating. The only thing is with, like, if you're having a bet, like if you're down like 75 points and you see some of those people who like celebrate, it's like that looks foolish. I think you would argue, okay, JJ, you haven't been great. It looks kind of foolish. Here's the big thing with this, though, is we've seen so many guys starting to celebrate before they cross the goal line and people actually dropping the ball before they cross the goal line. That's what I'm. That looks extremely foolish. So, but I don't. The act like you've been there before crowd. I'm over that. I think these are supreme athletes, and if they want to celebrate in a funny, fun way, I love it.
I like a little dance.
Yes.
I like a little entertainment. I like it. Show me your moves. I like it. That's all I got.
A writer for something called Life Hacks says there's a specific number of drinks you should consume at your next holiday party. That number of drinks is exactly 2. Just enough to take the edge off, encourage a positive celebration, not enough to get you into any sort of trouble or make you say something you regret. How about you guys, Adam and Jordana? What do you think is the appropriate number of drinks? You're going out to, maybe it's the work party like we had, or a party at a friend's house. What's the appropriate and responsible number of drinks to consume?
At a work party, I would say no more than 2, no matter who you are. You never know.
Yep.
That's enough, you know. And also, after you're done with your second drink, it's also okay. Time to go.
Yeah, 2 or 3, I think. Yeah, like if I'm a bigger person, so 3, I think I get. That's what I had at our party. Mm-hmm. 3, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
legit.
And I was there for 4 hours or 3.5 hours. So
yeah, you did stay long at the holiday party.
Yeah,
that's unlike you.
Longer than I thought I was.
Okay,
I was just gonna show my face and head out, but. No, I had a good time. It was a very enjoyable evening.
You think that's different math if you're at a friend's house for a holiday party?
Well, length of time certainly matters, right? I mean, if you're there all day, of course, you know, you don't want to be drinking all day and then get behind the wheel at night. But no, yeah, 2 or 3, depending on, you know, the size you are, I think it's pretty, that's a fair estimate. That's why I host, so I can just get sloshed and not worry about it.
Yeah, there you go. That's the easy way. Have people over to your house. No problem.
You heard it in our news. I got the email last night as well from Robbinsdale Public Schools, who made the official announcement last night. They will indeed be closing 2 elementary schools along with a middle school and a few other cost-saving measures. This all stems back to the $20 million accounting error that the district has been addressing and digging out from over the past few years. So now put yourself in my shoes. My kids do not attend one of the 3 schools that are closing. And we won't be immediately directly impacted by this, but what should my reaction as a parent of 2 kids in the Robbinsdale district, how should I react to this morning?
I mean, it sucks when they have to close a school, but, and tell me what the reason was again.
There was a millions of dollar, $20 million accounting error that caused a huge deficit in the budget.
God, that is massive. Accounting error?
That's a big error.
Now, there is more to the story in that it's a school district that has been dropping in enrollment. So you could also view this as like a right-sizing of the district.
Correct.
That used to have, I forget the number, it used to have 14,000 and growing, and now it's down to 11 or 12 or something like that. So it's also, you know, students per school, you could say it's also right-sizing, but it's also... It's sad news for a lot of students and parents today.
Yeah, it for sure is. We just got to go through those growing pains. I'm sorry. Yeah, I would say it's more right sizing.
Yeah, change is hard, and you want the experience that your kids that you had, and that, you know, especially if you grew up in that district or your older kids went to that school. It is very hard to go through that, and especially if you have to now bus your kids further away or drive them further away. But I don't think they do that out of spite, just to say, we're just closing schools because we want to make people's lives. No, they're also the stewards of our tax dollars and how we, and it, again, like, times change and districts change. And I just think that's part of, like you said, growing pains.
I think so too. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
All right, if you're hosting Christmas dinner or a holiday dinner, you better be supplying the food. That's all I'm going to say. That leads into our holiday showdown that's coming up next. All right, this involves holiday hosting. If you go to your holiday gathering, do you do a potluck, or does the host do the cooking, the vast majority of the cooking? If I'm going to your house, grandma's house, uncle's house, aunt's house, friend's house, you better be supplying most of the food.
That's how I feel, too.
Yes, thank you, Joy. You know what? Just, if you're opening the door to hosting, You should be supplying the food, too. I'm sorry.
Right. If you need help, that's fine. And often guests say, what can I bring?
Sure.
But you never really expect somebody to bring, like, two roast chickens to feed all the people.
No.
You know, you can bring a side dish.
Sure.
Or a dessert or a bottle of wine. But if you're having the party,
yeah.
I expect that you're hosting.
Yes.
I do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this isn't the place for a potluck. I'm sorry.
I don't think so either. I mean, look, if you have 50 people in your family and you have a place that will host all of those people, Godspeed.
Sure.
And then, yes, you need help.
Yeah.
Because that is a lot of people.
Right.
But, you know, if you're having 20 people, it's a dinner party.
Right.
And they can help out with the sides, like I said, or the wine, or, oh, can you bring ice on your way over? Something simple like that.
Meaning the frozen water, not the guys in masks, right?
That,
hey,
correct.
Bring ice over. What do you... We
definitely do not bring that.
My cousin, I don't know if he's a citizen or not.
You're saying that Christmas dinner at grandma's house is synonymous with a dinner party that you're throwing at your house?
Absolutely.
No way. Christmas dinner is a family community gathering where the whole point is that everybody's coming over, everybody's contributing to this meal. Sure, maybe the host is going to do whatever takes the most time in the oven or whatever happens to be the meat probably. But
the protein,
no, this is everybody coming together as a community on a holiday to contribute towards a meal that we are sharing together. And to assume that the host is going to not only open their door and invite everybody in, but then also cook all the food, and you on a family holiday expect to just show up with a bottle of wine and not contribute to the meal at all? How selfish. No, that's not what
that's
the holiday meal
that's
is.
That's why the host is hosting.
No.
That's why they host. They want to do that.
No,
you're
they don't. They want you
joy.
To help. They want you to roll up your sleeves, peel some potatoes.
They want you out of the kitchen.
No, you do that at home, and then you bring those potatoes. Yes, but you gotta do some work at home.
They're gonna taste your potatoes and go, I should have made the potatoes.
No.
I shouldn't have let David make the potatoes.
So you're gonna force them
terrible.
On top of all the prep they're doing and all the cleaning to also make the entire dinner?
You're hosting.
How rude.
651-461-9226. Where do you stand on this? Are you like David, like, wow, communists? Communism? You want communism like David? Like, we all are in this together bringing?
You want dictatorship in the family?
Capitalism. That's why we have it at Uncle Chuck's house, because Chuck did well this last year. He's got a big, beautiful house. He can afford the beef tenderloin. That's why we're going to Chuck's house, and he'll cook it perfectly. And yes, the bottle of wine I bring or a bag of Doritos is plenty for my content.
And by the way, Chuck, I guess according to Adam, you got to scrub the toilets and bake the bread and make the salad too. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Chuck, he's doing it.
You're
right,
first of all, we're not going to make Christmas dinner divisive. We're going to take down the temperature between the communist dinner and the fascist or the socialist dinner. We are taking it down. We're asking what you prefer, what you like. And by the way, there doesn't have to be a hard and fast rule. I do a dinner for 20 almost every Friday night at my house. And some people help. Some people don't. It also depends. You know, if I know somebody is going to make something good, great. If I know somebody who doesn't know anything about kashrut or whatever I like to serve or what's going to go well with my meal, then no, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, so it's up to the host, and people can bring a hostess gift. That's why there are things like hostess gifts. You can bring, you know, a lovely set of towels. You can bring a bottle of wine. You can bring, you know, something for the kitchen or something for the home, a fancy, you know, box of soap or whatever people bring as hostess gifts. That is for the host, and also hosts, at least in my opinion, they want to be applauded for the meal that I made.
They
my
want
special
that responsibility.
Carrots.
Yes,
that's right. That's right. So again, we don't have to fight about it.
No, we
but
have
what
to
do
fight
you prefer?
Joe.
Joe's in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Okay. No, if you're hosting, you're doing everything. And don't be cheap and tell people, oh, just bring what you want to drink. No. Buy the case of beer and a bottle of hooch. Don't be that guy. I'm going to be up at 6 in the morning making ribs for my family this Christmas.
Yeah.
And guess what? Next year, when I go to my brother's house, you know what I'm bringing to his house? nothing.
Yep.
I'm eating his food, drinking his beer, and that's it. If you don't want a host, then don't have people over. Yeah. I get it. You're broke this year. You lost your job. Whatever. Well, guess what? Then say, no, I can't host.
Yeah.
But if you're going to host, you got to do everything.
Right.
And don't be the cheap guy that says, oh, bring what you want to drink, because then you don't have to buy booze. Yeah. Uh-uh. No, no. It don't work that way. Yeah. You're either all in or you're out.
And it better be good stuff, too, right, Joe? It better be good booze, right?
Right. Hey, you know what? If you want to bring over a bottle of Fireball to pass around, great. Okay. But other than that, I mean, come on. A box of soap? What, are you kidding me? If my brother brings me a box of soap, I'm going to stuff it down his throat. Yes. A box of soap? Come on. Well, you're not really into Christmas, I guess. I'll give you that. So, but a box of soap.
Wow.
Come on, girl. Come on.
Wow.
Thanks. That's it.
Take it down a little bit, buddy.
Joe, Fireball and ribs. What time you want me to order? So text. That's what hosting entails, weirdo. Go back to where you came from. What? David is spot on. Step up, Adam. I am stepping up. I'm hosting on Christmas night, and I'm supplying the food. I agree with David 100%. A family dinner should be shared by all, but to a neighborhood party, take something to contribute to the party or a gift for the host, something that they can enjoy at a later time, never go empty-handed. Another text. The way it's always worked for my family is that you ask if you can bring something, and if they say yes, you bring it. If they say no, well, then I guess you didn't have to bring it. Thank you, David. You are the voice of reason. Ain't nobody wants Auntie Perlene's to bring her Jell-O mold. Sorry. Wrong, Adam. You're not having 35 people over. We're doing ham, and that is it. We're providing our home so everyone can gather. Everyone is bringing a dish. David is correct. I don't say this often, but DJ is right. Team Communism, that's Josh. Totally agree with David. I'm with DJ. At our Christmas, the host provides the food, but everyone cooks. We typically do fondue. If you're hosting, you supply the food and the booze. Don't be a cheapie.
Don't be a cheapie.
Yeah.
Bring a nice gift. Bring a nice gift and enjoy, and then you can compliment the chef because it's a lot to host. Even when people contribute, it's still a lot to host. But sometimes when you're at, you know, if you're a host, you want to put out grandma's china from, you know, when she came here from Norway, and you don't want somebody else's, you know, Target or tinfoil stuff there. You want to honor grandma for your Christmas. So let's let the host throw the party that they want. If it is a potluck, it can be said. But if you're offering to host, then let the person throw the party that they want.
Thank you.
And we will not fight about it. We will be grateful to be invited anywhere.
Yes.
Even though I entertain quite a bit, whenever somebody invites me, I am always grateful because I do know that it is a labor of love, but it is also work to have everybody in your home. So I am very grateful for the hostess if I ever get invited to somebody else's home.
Lots to get to with Tori Vanut. We had the straw poll for Republican candidates for governor. We've got a special election today. Seems like we have a special election like every week when we're talking to Tori. And shifting gears, she did a piece about the high cost of weight loss drugs and what that means for the rest of us. Tuesdays with Tori Vanut from Axios joins us after traffic and weather coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Definitely our best open. She owns it.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Tuesdays with Tori. Here we go. We have a primary vote. St. Paul and Woodbury are voting in primaries for open house seats. Now, I forget about all this stuff. Thank God we have Tori, because honestly, it's really hard to keep up.
I know. It seems like we have a special election weekly.
Yes, all the time. So, Tori, tell us a little bit about this one, and what's the latest?
Yeah, I mean, we have written about this before. We've had so many vacancies this year in special election. But yes, two more today, triggered by the November election results. And so in Woodbury, the current or the most recent sitting House rep won election to the open Senate seat held by Nicole Mitchell, who, of course, was resigned after she was convicted in the felony burglary case last summer. And then Representative Herr winning the St. Paul mayor's race created a vacancy there in St. Paul. So why the primaries matter, you know, these are both DFL, you know, strong DFL seats, and so they're not going to expect it to be competitive next year. Assuming Democrats do eventually win both, it'll bring the House back to that 67-67 tie. And for the first time in, you know, over at that point, I think it'll be 7-8 months, the chamber will be fully seated again.
Yeah.
Like both chambers fully seated again. So if you're in, you know, St. Paul, it's kind of the district there is like, I think, University Park, Mack Groveland, Summit Avenue. If you live over there, go to the Secretary of State's house or parts of Woodbury. The Secretary of State's website, can give you the information on where to vote today. And these are low turnout affairs, right? Like,
right.
I would be, you know, I don't want to guess an exact number, but it's not going to be like the whole town shows up to vote. And so just a small number of people get to decide who's their representative in these special elections.
Yeah, we're thinking about the holidays, but we're not far away from the start of the legislative session here. And clearly, with the
2 months,
attacks on Governor Walz and the fraud situation, that is obviously top of mind. I can't imagine anything else is going to really move into place as probably the top issue when lawmakers convene.
I think it'll be fraud versus federal impacts. I think that's the split screen you're going to see. You're going to hear Democrats, yes, talk about fraud prevention, but also talk about the effects that everything from, you know, tariffs to if those Obamacare subsidies expire, you know, healthcare costs, federal cuts are having on the state. The Republicans, yes, fraud. You're going to hear a lot about fraud. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, there was, you know, a KSTV poll over the weekend on fraud found, you know, this will not surprise a lot of listeners probably. People think Governor Walz could do more on fraud still. The vast majority of voters surveyed in that survey said that. But they also did not give the legislature good marks either on this, right? The vast majority of voters surveyed also said the legislature didn't do enough to stop fraud or needs to do more on fraud. So it's an election year and the pressure's on next year. Not quite yet. In 2026, it's an election year. Yeah.
I feel like, and I don't know if this is with you, you're a little bit younger than me. I feel like so many people I know are on these GLP-1 drugs, you know, the Fat Shot, the Ozempic, the Mounjaro, all of them. So now, apparently, why are the surge in GLP-1 drugs, what does Minnesota's employers and healthcare have to do with this? Why is this taxing Minnesota employers? Not actually taxing, but making it harder for them.
Yeah, and workers in a way, you know, these medications, you mentioned knowing a lot of people on them. I know people on them too. They really can transform lives and fix a lot of health issues and make people feel, you know, better about their bodies too. But the high price tag of them is driving up healthcare costs. And so when you see so many people qualifying for, you know, there's often eligibility requirements, whether it's your BMI or different health conditions, and using their workplace insurance to get the drugs is driving up the cost for everybody. And what we reported this week is that the Metropolitan Airports Commission, which runs, you know, MSP Airport, the cost was getting so high for them that they decided to stop covering the drugs for weight management. If you have diabetes or something, yes, you can still get the drugs through your workplace insurance there. Mm-hmm. But it's just one example of, of the cost and kind of the balance and push and pull here. And we did also get data from Minnesota's the health plan that state workers use, that Minnesota offers for state workers. I mean, it's eye-popping surge here from $1 million on these drugs, Ozempic, Wegovy, these types of drugs in 2021, $45 million in the first half of this year.
Wow.
And the cost per prescription has actually gone down over that time. But it's the number of people using them went from, you know, a couple hundred to almost 7,000. And so you just see as they're coming, yes, there's health benefits, you know, yes, they're helping people, but there is a cost. And this is debated locally and nationally, too, like how to bring down the cost of these drugs.
Well, that's that's kind of the balance here, because I would think I totally understand these businesses saying, hey, this is costing us way too much. But at the same time, you know, we keep hearing about the long term health effects, how it's going to dramatically change things and the, you know, the other illnesses and problems, even like, you know,
and addictions,
and just body problems, you know, that people face from
wear and tear, knee surgery, that sort
about
of
how
thing.
Those are going to dramatically drop with these drugs. We'll see if that maybe the pendulum will swing back towards that.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, you know, that might not help the current employers that much. By the time somebody would have had those other health problems, they may have moved on to a different job. They may be retired or on Medicare or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yes, it is a real balance. And it's worth noting, this is not just like public employees. Like, there are surveys of private businesses saying we're seeing the same trend. We just are able to get the public employee data. Like, if I called up, you know, whatever name, whatever corporation in Minnesota, they're not going to give me their healthcare spending, probably.
Right,
but we can get it from the government. So it's not just, I don't want to say it's like just public workers all using these drugs. But yeah, it is. And, you know, we've seen President Trump has put a big focus on this. They've kind of pressured drug makers to drop some costs for different eligibility that they're going to be offering through Medicare coming up. There's going to be this prescription market where you can supposedly next year get them first, starting at $350 without insurance. So there are pressures to bring it down. And of course, on the horizon, you know, these drug makers are developing pill version of these medications. Right now, they're often injectable, and some people don't like needles or it's a hassle. Well, you'd think that uptick may increase even more in usage when you can just take a pill. But we'll see. We'll see. But for now, it definitely is one of those interesting stories of, like, everything has a cost, right? like everything has a cost, including in healthcare, when usage of services, as lots of listeners know from what they've heard during their open enrollment season, right? Like, your employer is probably saying, our plan cost a lot last year, cost us a lot last year, cost our insurance company a lot last year. Premiums are going up. So, one factor.
This is a problem, but this is a problem that doesn't need to happen, because you know what? The drug companies are getting so much richer because of these drugs. And if you're saying it went from like 1 million to 45 million in a certain matter of time, they've already made their money back in research and development. So I don't want to hear that R&D, because also these GLP-1s were already on the market for diabetics. It just happened that they could be altered a little and better for weight loss in some people. So the R&D was already done. They had made their money back. I'm just going on a rant about pharmaceutical companies, and you don't have to answer any of this story.
You go, girl. Yeah.
But this is just how it is. If the pharmaceutical companies, if we had lawmakers with any balls, and I mean that for women too, they would say, this is you know, public information. You guys made this much money. We know this is totally profit. You need to lower the cost of this for our insurance companies, for our direct to consumer. I don't care how you do it, but figure it out so that the price doesn't go up just to line your pockets, because that's what it is. It's not going to any more R&D. Okay, figure out how to make it into pill form. Yeah, that's not going to be as expensive as gazillions of dollars every year. So this is on the drug companies. You're getting rich. Now, you're not going to do it out of your own goodwill, your own volition, because they're capitalists. And this is capitalism gone awry. This is when we need policy to step in. We need lawmakers who have a brain and the will to step in and say, this is how the system works. Here's how we stop it. Here's the new bill. Full stop.
What I could say is that, you know, President Trump has been pressuring them publicly and privately.
Good.
And so we are seeing some, and other policymakers, mm-hmm. not just President Trump, you know, we've heard about this from other lawmakers too. But yes, so there are, you know, people who are calling for these drugs to cost less and pressing. And
yes.
here in Minnesota, mm-hmm. we had last year a bill that would have required that all insurance plans cover GLP-1s mm-hmm. for weight loss. Didn't pass because there is a cost to the state, even when you're doing it for just, you know, requiring coverage for private plans. But, you know, it's out there. There's a lot of discussions of how do you bring these costs down. And interestingly, you know, one of the last times the president brought this up and said, I'm going to make the price much lower. Stock prices of those companies did fall. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened after that, but just in the media aftermath, I remember.
And then they came back up. Ion Fest and Pharma.
Likely,
then they
yeah.
came back
so,
up. We're fine. Yeah, so. We're fine. My 401k looks fine. Thank you, pharmaceutical companies. You're fine. You're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but it's quite interesting. And we will be watching, you know, some Minnesota has not signaled any plans to do this, but some other states have gone the other direction and reduced mm-hmm. coverage, too, because of the cost. And so it's always a little bit of balance there. But, yeah, well, Adam, sorry, you're going to ask me something else.
Before we let you go, how much stock do we put in the straw poll, the Minnesota Republican Party straw poll?
Well, so the winner of the straw poll does not always become the nominee, right? In fact, I think in maybe only one of the last four or so.
More often than not,
it doesn't. Early, right? You don't always want to be the front runner right out of the gate. I do think that you see, you know, in the top three or four there, Kendall Qualls, he's run before, businessman, nonprofit leader, House Speaker Lisa Damus, one of the highest profile people to enter the race, you know, despite launching her campaign something like 4 or 5 months after him, came in second. And then Mike Lindell.
Just in last week. Number three, baby.
And I think that's an important thing because it shows that the conservative, you know, he would not argue with the fact that he has a fair amount of controversy surrounding him. But he is somebody who has the Trump loyalist. He's got supporters in the more conservative base. And so really interesting outcome here. Now, I think it's worth what it tells you more is about the people who didn't do well also. Right. And so when you see, you know, Scott Jensen, the 2022 nominee, single digits over there, Kristen Robbins, chair of the fraud committee at the legislature, not in the top 4 or 5 there. That is, you know, they got to start to show some viability. They could show it through campaign fundraising reports later this year. I think there's other straw poll type things that happen as the caucuses get up and running before the endorsement. But yeah, definitely gives you a sense of at this moment in time, who's near the top of a very crowded field. And that matters to Republicans because if they think they have a shot of knocking out Tim Walz next year, you know, they need to elect somebody who's viable statewide. And a long and messy and chaotic primary and endorsement process can hurt those chances, right? If they're fighting each other, not focused on the governor. And so it is interesting to see, like, who's near the top there. And we'll see how the race evolves. And I think the fundraising reports, you know, for this year that'll be due early next year will give us a sense of, like, who's actually getting the money. Because these campaigns cost a lot of money to run statewide.
What are you working on now, Tori?
Well, I'm going to be working on Christmas shopping the rest of the week.
And yes. I like that answer.
Is that an article that's coming out? Your shopping list?
No, I just really need to do it. But I will say in terms of things we're watching, I think as we're on this call right now, Governor Walz is signing a gun executive order. So again, I think statewide kind of commission looking at this. And so just a reminder of one of those issues that, of course, after enunciation, front and center. But will, I think, come back again next year, whether to do more on gun control. We will see if they end up getting the votes to do anything. But he's trying to put that back in the news, of course, after a pretty rough 2 weeks on him on the fraud issue.
Thank you, Tori. Last question. When you go to when you host a holiday gathering, should you be responsible for most of the food? Yes or no? Or should it be a potluck?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to potlucks. If you want to do a potluck, you can do a potluck. It kind of depends, I guess, family or other things. But typically, when my husband and I host, we do most of the food.
Yeah,
but that's also
that's
because
right
my
answer.
Husband likes to chef, and he likes to cook. He likes to do things. We like to do that.
That's why you host.
Yeah, maybe like a barbecue. It's more like everybody can bring dessert or something. Yeah. But when we host, we provide the food.
Thank you. That's the right answer. Thank you, okay. Tori Vanek from Axios every Tuesday. It's 10:51. We'll be back on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
10:55 is your Lindus Construction time check. Time to protect your home with clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters. Free installation labor through December. Just a programming note, we did have the sheriff in for a majority of the first part of the hour, and she was fired
fantastic.
Up as I've ever seen her about what's happening in this community, and specifically what happened yesterday during a immigration raid, and then her thoughts about how federal authorities are going about those immigration raids, and we thought that is absolutely worthy of a revisiting. So at 11:30, a good chunk of that conversation, we are going to replay it. But that in its entirety is available, or will soon be available, is available on our podcast. So we appreciate any time you listen to the show live, but we do have all this stuff available for download at a podcast, wherever you get your podcast. We'd ask that you subscribe to the Adam and Jordana podcast, and then you can get all that content. And you can listen to it whenever you want.
You know what we haven't done today? We haven't given away any
That's
tickets.
Right.
We haven't done that.
That's correct.
So when are we? Oh, well, I can't say when, but there's only one hour
left
of the Adam and Jordana show.
It's got to happen in the next hour.
So it has to happen. At some point, we are giving away every day on the Adam and Jordana show your chance to win tickets to see Toto. When you hear a Toto, a Christopher Cross, or a romantic song, be the fifth caller to win your tickets. That has to happen in the next hour.
We will be back with a special guest joining us after the news. He's a man who is a professor at Hamline University. He wants to talk to us a little bit about redemption and seeking a pardon. He will join us after the news on WCCO. Jason Soule.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.